സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്തം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം.
ചാപ്റ്റർ 4, ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 23.
ഗതസംഗസ്യ മുക്തസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാവസ്ഥിതചേതസഃ യജ്ഞായാചരതഃ കർമ സമഗ്രം പ്രവിലീയതേ.
Lord Krishna revealing the characteristics of a jnani. He may be a sannyasi or a grihastha. Sannyasi jnani or grihastha jnani. A householder wise person, grihastha jnani. Sannyasi jnani means a monk, an ascetic or a sage, a renunciate, a wise person. Both are wise. Wise in the sense what it means actually. They are not otherwise in artham. Wise means what? They are not otherwise. What do you mean by otherwise? Otherwise means nothing but those who have self ignorance, atma ajnanam. They do not know that they are consciousness, existent principle is their nature. They do not know. They are called ignorant people. Atma ajnani means every person is a mixture of two: higher I and lower I, spirit and matter, atma and anatma. Put together only I, the word we are using, I am to say atma, anatma, mixture only can say I am. That mixture, one is truth, one is untruth, unreal. One is real, one is unreal. What is real, what is unreal? Anatma is unreal, atma is real. When I say I am, and the I am illa rendu irukku, atma anatma. Anatma means body mind complex matter. Atma means consciousness, existent principle, awareness. Both put together only I am. You cannot separate both of them. They are inseparable. Ignorant people think that anatma as they are, matter, body, mind, complex, is their real nature, they think. Wise people, after studying Shastra from a guru, they come to know, I am not this anatma, body, mind, complex. It is only an instrument. I am using that instrument. I am atma, only the consciousness. They are called wise people. After length of time, no, studying consistently for a length of time from a guru, when they study scriptures, they come to arrive at this knowledge. All people cannot get this knowledge. Those who study Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads systematically for a length of time, they only can claim that I am atma available in this body mind complex, which is atma or anatma? Anatma. Body mind complex is anatma. I am a shariri, body is shariram. I am shariri atma, body is shariram. I am in the car, I am not the car. No? I am sitting in the car, I am using the car. Car is different from me. Similarly, I am the consciousness existent principle available in this body car. So many parts are there. Mind, intellect, sense organ, so many are there. But people, those who are not exposed to Bhagavad Gita study properly, they do not know this fact. That is why what happens? So what? If you don't study Bhagavad Gita, what is going to happen? We don't know many things. We don't know Bhagavad Gita also. If you don't know many things, it doesn't matter. No problem. If you don't know computer, nothing going to happen. The ceiling is not going to fall. If you don't know chemistry or botany, dance, music, nothing will happen. Ceiling not going to fall. But if you don't know Atman, ceiling will not fall. But our head will reel. Your head will reel. If you don't know that you are Atma, lifelong if you take body mind as yourself, you have to pay the price that is called dukkham, sorrow. That price is not ordinary price, costliest price. Insecurity, unhappiness, lack of peace, tension, anxiety, fear about future, all these come one by one. Is it a life with insecurity, unhappiness, without peace, tension, anxiety? Is it a beautiful life? Is it a wonderful life? It is a miserable life. Now decide, you want a miserable life or wonderful life? Decide, if you want wonderful life, claim, own up, I am Atmaswarupam. How to own up? Study. Every Wednesday study Bhagavad Gita, you own up, you claim that you are Atman. Suppose if you don't study properly Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads and all, what will happen? You take yourself as body, mind, complex for a length of time. I am a housewife, I am a mother, I am a father, I am a daughter, I am a mother-in-law. Like this you go on and on and on and cry. Who asked you to cry? Shastra says you need not cry. Goodbye to cry. You can say goodbye for sorrow. Veda wants to give that peace, happiness, security. Are you interested or not? Peace, happiness, security. Everyone is interested, but clause, what is the condition? Attend the class. You have to attend. Once you attend the class, that jnani, either grihastha jnani or sannyasi jnani, what is their behavior? In the previous two shlokas, sannyasa jnani, 21-22, sannyasi jnani. He is very simple and he takes whatever is available and without anxiety, tension, ever happy, bloomy face, anandama irpar. Not only sannyasi. Krishna is talking about himself, you know. How Krishna looks? Smiling. Jnani. Krishna is a jnani. Maha grihastha. He is also a grihastha. He is in a family. A grihastha householder also can attain self-knowledge. Unnakenna Swamini, neenga sannyasi, you can say, I am Brahman. How we can say, we have lot of responsibilities, lot of family problems. How can we say? Bhagavan says, nothing doing, even though in spite of Grihastha Ashrama, there were many rishis, many rajas, many people, even today, there are many jnanis in spite of performing their duties. How they do? How a jnani perform his duty? Lord Krishna says, Gatasangasya Muktasya. Gatasangaha means who is free from attachments. Just like a lotus leaf. Where is lotus leaf? Lotus leaf is in water. What type of water? Dirty water. But at the same time, unattached, unaffected, like that. Gata Sangahana. He knows everything is belong to the Lord. The attitude makes him asangaha. Nothing belongs to me. Why I have to get attached? Why I have to get attached? Everything belongs to the Bhagavan. I need not attach to anything. Adha gata sangasya. Asangaha. Muktasya. Who is independent? Who recognize that I am Atma, unaffected, untainted, ever free, ever secure, ever happy, ever peaceful, ever deathless and birthless Atma, I am that consciousness. I am that. That is called Muktasya, of that person who is Jnani. Raga, Dvesha, Kama, Krodha, he is free from attachment, Raga. He is free from krodha, anger. He is free from dvesha, hatred. These are the indications of samsara. What do you mean by samsara? Whenever there is attachment towards certain things, certain people, too much attachment. And once the attachment is there, you develop lot of raga, dvesha towards them. And you get anger also. Anger leads to delusion, confusion. Therefore, never develop attachment. Use them, never develop attachment. And the doormat mill, what they write? Use me, inner. You don't want to kiss that doormat, no? Doormat is a doormat. Like that, you use all the things to ever develop attachment. If you develop attachment, anything happens to that object, to that person, you are disturbed. Once I attach to that those things, what will happen? I am attached to my car too much, suppose. Always thinking about the car. If any scratch there on the car, I get scratch here, no? Ayo, ayo, ayo. Similarly, children, family members, all, they have their own nature. They have their own behavior. They have their own plus points and minus points. You can never correct everything in this universe perfectly, impossible. Therefore, accept them as they are. Try as much as possible correction. If not possible, leave it to Bhagavan. Forget about it. Why you have to break your head unnecessarily? Certain diseases you cannot cure. What you have to do? Endure. What you cannot cure, you have to endure. Where is the question of worrying? In the name of planning, we worry. New year plan. New year plan is what? Plan is nothing but worry. What is the difference between planning and worrying? Planning is that you do deliberately. Planning is that you do deliberately. This is my plan. I want to do like this. I want to do like this. And deliberately you do planning. But worry, you never plan. It happens. It happens. Let me have worry 11 o'clock. Do you plan? Never. Never deliberately we never worry. It happens. That means what? Helplessly worry happens. But planning is that deliberately, systematically, it meticulously you plan and do those things. Now imagine what we are doing in the name of planning. Are we worrying or planning? In the planning, you use your willpower. You use your choice, willpower. This year, this month, so and so, so and so, you have a plan. Willpower you use. Whereas in worry, you don't use your willpower. Don't use it, it won't work. Willpower is suspended. Where? In worry. Willpower என்ன என்ன சுவாமினு கேட்பான். willpower, you have choice to do this kartum, akartum, anyadhava kartum, either to do this way or to do that way. This is called willpower. So you use your willpower. Every one of us have willpower, whether to go to class or not to go to class. You have to use your choice. Where there is choice, there is willpower in artha. Either to do this food, take food, not to take this food. Whether to go to that program or not to attend that program. You have willpower. You have choice. You use that willpower, choice, you plan in the planning, wherein willpower is working there. Here, willpower is suspended totally nil. That is called worry. Therefore, what is the lesson? Never allow your willpower to be suspended. Never become helpless, choiceless. Bhagavan has given you a choice. Use that choice intelligently. Pujya Swamiji says, living intelligently. Using choice, willpower is called living intelligently. If I worry about, don't use the word also, I worry. Even don't tell others also, you don't worry, I will take care of. You don't worry, I will take care of. This word don't use, okay? And the worry word delete from the dictionary. I told you, in computer, delete and irukko. So certain words Vedantic seekers have to delete. What are those words? Impossible, worry, boredom, delete. Delete impossible, delete worry, delete boredom, delete complaints to make your life more cheerful. Okay, no more complaints. That is called mukti in artha. This jnani is a muktaha while doing his duties. How he do? Acharataha yajnaya. The person who acts for the sake of worship. Acharataha karma ityartha. Yajnaya acharataha. Samagram karma. Whatever action he does, family duties or social duties, anywhere, he has no obstruction. My spiritual sadhana can never be obstructed by anybody, by anyone at any time. If I am a real sadhaka. Real sadhaka is one, in every action, in every moment, at any place, he can convert that into a philosophical lesson. He convert that, converting every mundane activities into a sadhana. That is the significance of this shloka. A jnani is one who convert every action into an ajnaya acharataha. It is a worship to the Lord. It is not an ordinary thing. My family duties when I am doing, it is a worship to the Lord. I am growing in that. I am getting maturity. So no one can disturb me. Don't think listening to Swamini cassettes only Vedanta sadhana. Listening always, writing notes and listening always, attending class only Vedantic sadhana. Don't think. This is what you are receiving in the class while listening. And this knowledge has to help you when you are doing your duties. And anybody comes and asks you anything to do this and that, do that. Family duties are there. They are all not cooperating with me. They are not helping me to do my sadhana. What sadhana? What sadhana you are doing? Never separate your family duties and Vedanta study. Okay. Otherwise, what will happen, you know? One day they will... What? They will suspend you from their social routine. That time you will become alone. Live intelligently. Use Shastra, learn lesson, be in the society. Like lotus leaf. That is called intelligence. Shastra padikave mudiyala swamini. Nariya guest vandiruka. Cassette kekave mudiyala. I am not able to write. I am not able to. Why? They will come. Everything will pass on. This also will pass away. Like that, convert everything into a sadhana. That is what a jnani does, all activities, duties, out of purnatvam, not for purnatvam, out of purnatvam. Even though as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, as a mother-in-law, when I am doing my duties also, I am atma or not? I never lose sight of. That's why energize yourself and use this energy when you are doing actions. Never lose sight of you are atma when you are interacting with anatma. That is called yajnaya acharatah karma. Bhagavat prityartham sarvaprani hitartham karma I am doing. Because they are also atma only, no? Husband is also atma, daughter is also atma, mother-in-law is also? Mother-in-law is also atma. Father-in-law is also atma. Everything is atma. Where can I go? I am in atma. I am atma. That's why for jnani, everything is wonderful. Okay. Samagram karma praviliyate. For whom? Jnanavasthita chetasaha. Of a person who is established in self-knowledge, who is established in that consciousness, existence, principle, I am, I can never be touched by this mother role, father role, mother-in-law role, daughter role, son role. Any role is a role. I am playing that role. That's all. Drama ni nenchukongo. You are doing drama. Ipeng irko, green room lo irko. Here also small drama is going on. You are a student player playing a role. I am a playing what? Teacher's role. I am playing a teacher role. You are playing a student role. A small drama is going on. We are getting energy to play real drama outside. Family drama. You like to see drama or not? Entertainment. Drama is for entertainment. Serial is for entertainment. Cinema is for entertainment. You don't want entertainment? So when drama is there is a climax, there is a tragedy, there is a comedy also. You like that or not? Konja comedy irukum, konja climax irukum, konja tragedy irukum, appo illa drama da enjoy. When the climax konja problem crisis vandapudu ani sollunga. When entertainment vandapo aha jolly jolly anna. ரெண்டுமே வரும். லைக் டூ சைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் த சேம் காயின். எ காயின் கேன் நெவர் ஹாவ் ஒன் சைடு. லைஃப் இஸ் தட் லைக் எ ப்ளசன்ட் அண்ட் அன்பிளசன்ட், ஃபேவரபிள் அண்ட் அன்ஃபேவரபிள். டூ சைட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஆல்வேஸ் டு த லைஃப் ஆல்சோ. நெவர் ஒர்க் ஓன்லி ஃபார் ஒன் திங். ஐ வாண்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் பீஸ். முடியவே முடியாது. Either body level or mind level or family level or position level, at any level you say, there are always up and downs. Accept them as they are. But I am a witnesser, consciousness. I never lose sight of my real nature. As you are seeing drama, you must remember what? I am the witnesser of drama. I am the witnesser of the serial. I am the witnesser of that entertainment program. Life is an entertainment program. I am the Atma watching, including my body role. What playing? I am playing the role. I have to watch. This is what? Wise wisdom. Atma Jnanam. No action can come and disturb you that time. Samagram karma praviliyate manna agami sanchita prarabdha. In the attack won't come. Punya, papa, karma, everything will dissolve. It will not touch you, it will not affect you. What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? For whom? What will happen? For whom? When I am not body, when I am not the mind, when I am not this anatma, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Anatma la nadakatame. Enada nadakum? Nadakatame. நம்ம கவலை சுவாமி. ஏ கவலை என்ன மல்லி, அது அனாத்மாலதா, அது ஒரு ட்ராமாலதா. வை யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் இட் சீரியஸ்லி. ட்ராமாலதெல்லாம் நடக்கிறது சீரியஸாக எடுக்கிறேன் என்ன? அதுதான் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ், ட்ரீம் எப்படியோ இந்த ட்ராமா அப்படி என்ன. ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் அ ட்ரீம் ஸோ இஸ் த வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் ஆல்சோ. வைஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் தட் ஆல்வேஸ் ரிமெம்பரிங். Wise person, who is that? Gita student, who is attending Wednesday class, who is studying Gita and who understood that second chapter, Atma Nityaha Ekaha Sarvagataha. The student is able to claim, I am Atma. Puriyaradho Jnana Avasthita Chetasaha. Whose mind is established in Atma Swarupam. Even he is doing actions, he is not disturbed by them. Insult, labha, alabha, jaya, apajaya, pair of opposites, just they are all floating in me, the Atma. Next sloka, Grihastha Jnani again. Lord Krishna attacking all Grihasthas, you know. Grihastha Jnani looks at everything as Brahman. Just a big leap he is taking. Oh, Lord Krishna. Very, very important sloka. How, once you know you are Atma, Atma Swarupam, this body-mind complex is an instrument, I am using that. Once you know that, how he looks at every action. How he looks at every action. Vedic ritual, for example, is taken. Homa. When a person performing homa, in olden days they used to do rituals, you know. That homa, they offering ghee, curds, milk, so many things they offer in the homa kunda. So after getting jnanam also, olden days they used to do rituals. Grihastha Jnani has to do continue agnihotram. When he is continuing the agnihotra, how is his attitude? When he is offering something, into something, with something, what is his attitude? We will read that sloka. Brahmarpanam Brahma Havihim. Brahmagnau Brahmanahutam. Brahmaivatena gantavyam. Brahma karma samadhinam. Every day we have to chant this mantra before eating the food. Better. So every day we have to chant. 24th, from this shloka onwards up to 30th shloka, Lord Krishna is giving 12 yajnas, 12 disciplines. 12 yajnas are 12 disciplines. This shloka is known as Advaita Siddhi Shloka. Advaita Siddhi Shloka. Brahma word is often used in every quarter of the sentence. Brahma arpanam, Brahma avihi, Brahma agnau, Brahma nahutam, Brahma eva gantavyam, Brahma karma samadhina. How many times Brahma word is used? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times Brahman word is used in one sloka. Nowhere in the Vedic literature Brahma word is used so many times. Who is that Brahman? I am. I am means Atma or Anatma? Atma. Which is unreal or real? Real. I am that real Atma. The wise person knowing that Aham Brahma Asmi. Therefore, everything is Brahman. Now, what is our understanding? First, what we think? I am a Brahmin. I am a Vaishya. I am a Kshatriya. In the mother thinking, normal. From that identity, you have to come to I am a Tamilian. Koncha expansion. I am neither Brahmana nor Kshatriya. Koncha expansion and I am a Tamilian. Adi yun narrow mind da. No, I am not Tamilian. I am a Indian. There is no Indian division. There is no further you have to grow. I am not even Asian. I am a human being. I am not an Asian. I belong to Asian continent. I am a human being, belongs to all continents. Who are all human beings are there. I identify with all human beings in all continents. Further you have to go. I am not a human being, I am a being. So you have to say what? I am a being, conscious being. I am a conscious being. This, I am a Brahmin, I am a Tamilian, I am a Indian, I am a Asian, I am a human being. All these are all conditions to the body, mind, complex. These are all only arranged for the interaction purpose. You are a Tamilian for some division made for some interaction purpose, for some convenience. You are a Brahmin, you are a Tamilian, division made for certain rituals, for a certain duties purpose. Similarly, you have to go beyond all these roles which you are created for purpose sake, for interaction purpose. Really speaking, I am a Tamilian, I am a Indian, I am a Asian, I am a human being. Okay, but I am a being primarily. Ange varaku varanu. I am a being, conscious being primarily. That means what? You are identifying with everything in this creation. I am existent consciousness principle, which is there in every object. Chair is, mic is, fan is. He is, she is, that isness I am. That is called being. Being means what? Existence. I am being means I am existence. Consciousness principle. Therefore, this Jnani says what? When he is doing ritual in front of Homakunda, Brahmarpanam. Whatever I am offering into this Homakunda, Brahma eva. Whatever is arpanam, yajamana, jnani. Supposed to be a jnani. Who is a jnani offering in Homakunda, the yajamana is sitting and offering. The one who offers. He is thinking what? Brahma arpanam. Brahma arpanam means yajamanena hutam. That is, but what is offered by a person, that is Brahman. The one who is offering is Brahman. Brahma arpanam means the ladle. Brahma arpanam means the ladle is Brahman. Ladle na, with what he offers, ladle. And karandi. What he is offering, first one, Brahma arpanam means the ladle is Brahman. Brahman means Chaitanyam. And the karandi, namma yagamalla pandradilla veetla. When you are doing sambar rasam, enella pannumbodhu and the karandi, what you are using, what you have to say? Karandi Brahman nu sollanum. Adhe ipdi swamini Brahman nu sollapadanum. Chaitanyam thane Brahmanamana. Hey, easiness is there in that. Spoon is, and the easiness is called Brahman. Brahma arpana, when you are giving food to your son or daughter, Brahma arpana in the karandi koda Brahmanda ani jnana irukkanum. Then Brahma Havihi. Havi means the offering material. Huyate iti Havihi, oblation. Milk in the spoon or sambar in the spoon and the karandi, rasam in the karandi, curd in the karandi or in that anything, whatever you are feeding, no, giving food to others. Annam is also a that what is in the content in the spoon or karandi is and the karandi ke enna solluva big spoon, okay, and that is also Brahman. Brahma Havihi. What you are taking into your mouth from your hand, the hand serves like a current, you know, it goes into your mouth. That hand like a food and Havihi, it is going into Pranagni Hotram. In the Homakunda, it is going inside. This is also Brahman. Brahma Arpanam, the ladle is Brahman. What is content in that ladle also is Brahman, Brahma Havihi. Where you are offering into the fire, what about that fire? Fire is also Brahman. Brahma Agnau Hutam. It is offered into the fire of Brahman. Why? Why fire is Brahman? Because fire is. The easiness belongs to whom? Brahman. Who is that Brahman? Aham. So that fire, which is nothing but existence, that existence is Brahman. That Brahman is Brahma Agnau Hutam. If we are not doing any yaga, homa, every day we are eating food, there is a fire inside the stomach. What fire, you know? Gastric fire. Gastric fire is there. And the gastric fire, you are offering food, it is the hutam. You are offering into that. After 12:30, what do you do? You do the same thing. And you are offering the food to that fire. That fire is what? Gastric fire? Brahman. How do you say it is Brahman? Gastric fire is. And the easiness, the Brahman. How many over now? Three over. Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havihi, Brahma Agnau Hutam. Who is offering? Brahmana Hutam. Brahmana means by Brahman. The one who is eating. Eater, we can take here. Krishna talking about that ritual. The Yajamana who is offering, he thinks this spoon ladle is Brahman. The content in the spoon is also Brahman. And into fire also Brahman. The womb I am also Brahman who I am offering. So, namak enna ignipo? Eating yajnam. Okay, I am talking about two yajnams now in this shloka. When I take that yajnam, you don't listen to my class. I know that. And the yajna yaruku venana. That's why I am combining with that yajna which is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. I am combining another yajna. What yajna? What yajna I am combining? Eating yajna. So that I want to draw your attention. Okay. Otherwise you listen half of the class and you go away. I won't allow you to miss even a single word. Okay. The one who is the eater here, and that example, Krishna's example, one who is offering, that Yajamana is Brahman. Yajamana, the Jnani, is thinking, I am the Brahman, is thinking and offering. Here, when I am eating, how I have to think? I am also doing Pranagni Hotram. In the Pranagni Brahman, I am the one who is eater, eating, offering the food into my stomach is also Brahman. Brahmana Hutam. Who is offering food inside the stomach? Naneda. Appa nanene yaru? Brahman. Food is Brahman. Hand is Brahman. Gastric juice is Brahman. The one who is offering the food inside the stomach is also Brahman. Then Brahma eva gantavyam, where it goes. The Yajamana Jnani thinking, I am Brahman, I am offering with the Brahman, I am offering content is Brahman, into fire Brahman I am offering, it goes to Brahman. Similarly, the food goes to whom? Brahman. Brahman is the bhokta. So therefore everything is Brahman. Brahmarpanam, Brahma Havihi number 2. Brahmarpanam number 1, Brahma Havihi number 2, Brahma Agnau Hutam is number 3, Brahmana Hutam number 4, Brahma Eva Eva Gantavyam, it has to go to Brahman alone. Number 5, number 6, Brahma Karma Samadhina. This is the attitude. Who sees Brahman in everything? This is the attitude of that person who sees everything Brahman. Now, after 12:30 only you are eating. Now let us see now what yajna you are doing. The one who is writing is Brahman. One who is listening is Brahman. The hand is Brahman. Pen is Brahman. Book is Brahman. The one who is listening is Brahman. One who is talking, Brahman. Everything is Brahman. You cannot see anything other than Brahman. Why? Easiness is Brahman. Easiness is called Brahman. There is nothing other than Brahman. What I have to say? I, the consciousness existent principle. I am Atma. I am Brahman. Aham Brahma Purastat. Desk is Brahman or not? Book is Brahman. Clip is Brahman. Why? Clip is, book is, desk is, chair is, mic is, fan is, switch is. Brahma Purastat, Brahma Paschat, Brahma Dakshinataha, Brahma Uttarataha, Adhascha, Urdhvamcha, Brahma Eva Ahamasmi. Where am I now? I am in Mailapur Club. If I say I am in Mailapur club class, like and chonna, yenda, which atma or anatma? Adi? Anatma, body mind complex. It is confined only here. If I say I am right side, left side, up, down, front, back, I am everywhere, I am pervading chonna, which I? Atma I. It is higher I, this is lower I. Lower I is in Mailapur club, higher I is in everywhere. Now you want to be everywhere or you want to confine here only? You want to be a limited entity or you want to be unlimited entity? Unlimited. Therefore, I am everything. This is said in Mundaka Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad. Lord Krishna borrows that and present here. Okay. So therefore, non-forgetfulness that I am Brahman in every action is called real knowledge. Paramartha Jnanam. Brahmaiva Purastad, Brahma Paschad, Brahma Dakshinadascha Uttarena, Adascha Urdhvam. Brahman Chalambod and the Brahman, what I have to say, I am an important. Aham, you have to say. Brahman is everywhere, Brahman is in the front, Brahman is back, Brahman everywhere in the Anakinan. No, that Brahman I am. Which is free from birth, death, sorrow, worry, limitation, all finitude, everything, it is free. It is ever happy, Ananda Swarupam, eternal, no birth and death, no sorrow, no limitation, no insecurity. That is my real nature actually. But I misunderstood myself as this perishing body. That is why I am full of sorrow. Every moment I am struggling. Either out externally or internally. Shastra says, who asked you to struggle? Stop struggle. Put full stop. Full stop, kama, kama, kama. English comma, Sanskrit comma, both are one and the same. English la comma potta enna innum irukke en artham. Comma means desire. The, as long as I have desires for one thing or other, I am limited. I am everything. What I have to desire? Every desire fulfilled in everything is my fulfillment only. Nothing I am lacking in the world. Everything is belongs to me only. I am missing nothing. Therefore, you know, in the Perumal Bhagavan, Perum all. Ippo varaku enna sonnanu, I am small all. Okay, chinna aalilende Perum all. Perum aalilende all. English all. Okay, I am not confined to only to this body. I am all pervading, Perum all pervading Brahman I am. Now tell me, am I Asian? Am I Indian? Am I Tamilian? Am I Brahmin or Vaishya? Am I woman or man? Who am I? I am Brahman. All these are roles in me. They come and go. I never come and go. Therefore, I am permanent. Next shloka. With this, the jnani drishti pidirkanam. When you are serving food, when you are talking with others, when you are interacting with others, everything, never lose sight of this knowledge. If I lose sight of this knowledge, I give reality to the anatma, body, mind, mother role, father role, husband role. I take it real and their problems are also real and I scream. Vellila apply panna cream, but ullakulla screaming. Outside cream, ullakulla screaming. Enna vesham idhukku. That's why this is called real beauty. This is called art of living. Not doing Sudarshana Kriya, art of living. Okay. Ennennamo Kriya panna art of living and pesindirukka. Vedanta study is the which gives that knowledge of art of living. Let us go to the next yajnam. With this knowledge you have to listen entire Bhagavad Gita. Okay. No complaints, no boredom, no worry. Okay. Ever bloomy, happy, Atma Swarupam I am. In spite of all problems around, I look at them, just pass on. Daivameva pare yajnam yoginah paryupasate brahma gnama pare yajnam yajne naivo pajuhati All are important slokas. So what is my attitude? First yajnam is jnana yajnam. Jnana yajnam mahima is highlighted from 25th shloka onwards up to 33rd shloka. Lord Krishna gives 12 yajnams. Bhagavan says among all yajnams, jnana yajna is the superior most yajna. What you are doing here now? 11:30 to 12:30, what you are doing is Jnana Yajna, Lord Krishna glorifying. All other Yajnas are secondary. First Yajna, second line you see. Apare means some people, some seekers, some students of Bhagavad Gita. Okay, some students of Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Panchadasi students. Apare yoginaha in the first line, second quarter. some seekers, some yogis, yajnam yajnena eva upajivati. Brahma agnau apare offer the self with the help of the self. Yajnam yajnena. What do you mean by yajnam yajnena? Ennamavadu puriyiradha? If you understand, you need not come here. You don't know, that's why you have come here. Yajna means yaj dhatu. Yaj pujayam, to worship. To worship. Yajna means to worship. Offering. Upajivhati means offering. What they offer? Some Gita students offer their lower self into the higher self. Yajnam yajnena. Yajnena means with the help of the lower self, means jivatma. I am, that ego is there, no? I am body-mind complex. Lower I, anatma I. இதுவரைக்கும் சொல்லிகிட்டே இருக்கேன் இல்லையோ, அந்த ஐ, அனாத்மா ஐ, லோவர் ஐ, திஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் ஐ இஸ் கால்டு ஜீவாத்மா, லோவர் ஐ. வாட் தே ஹவ் டன் நவ் ஃப்ரம் தட் 11:30 ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் தி சுவாமினி கோ ஆன் டாக்கிங் வாட் தே ஹவ் டன் யூ நோ அர்ஜுனா, தி தே ஹவ் ஆஃபர்ட் தேர் லோவர் ஐ இன் டு ஹையர் ஐ, தே ஹவ் ஓன்ட் அப் தட் ஹையர் ஐ. யக்னேன ஹாவ் யூ ஆஃபர்ட் ஆர் நாட்? Yajnena, with lower eye, they have dropped. She has explained that two eyes are there, lower eye and higher eye, anatma eye and atma eye. And she told to them, anatma eye is insecure, ever unhappy. That's why they have dropped that anatma eye. Therefore, they have wound up that higher eye. What they did in the lower eye, they have merged into higher eye, and they made this lower eye as insignificant, anatma, false. I hope so. You might have done that now. By this time, 45 minutes of speech kulla pannu irukano. And the ahankara is dropped. It is there, they are using. But they have dropped, they have claimed higher I. I, the consciousness. This is the first yajna. Yajnena yajnam upajam, with the help of the lower I. Yajnam upajivhati means that higher I, the jivatma, offered his lower I into the higher I. The jivatma itself offered into jivatma. Everybody, the jivatma itself offered into jivatma. Before coming to the Bhagavad Gita class, I am a jivatma, I am an ordinary human being, housewife, a small person. Now I am all. I am all. Therefore, I myself, I the lower I, offered myself into the lower I, merged into the Paramatma, higher I. Yajnam is called lower self. Yajnena means with lower self. Yajna means a small I, crooked I. Yajnena means with small I. Offered to human, offered upajivhati into Brahman. Apare yoginaha, some seekers offer the lower self with the self, with the help of the self, into the fire of Brahma agnau, into the higher self. Jnana agnau, and Brahman, higher self, primary I, they have offered. First, ignam over. What we have done now? We have done it? You have to do this all the time when you are interacting. Now we'll go to the next yajna. Same line, first line we have to go. Apare daivam yajnam eva paryopasate. Those who are not studying Bhagavad Gita, not attending the Bhagavad Gita classes, what they can do? The lower self with lower self, they offer into higher self, they do not know. Because they are not studying Bhagavad Gita class. They are not attending Bhagavad Gita class, they are not studying Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, what they can do? Only Daiva Puja. Daivam Yajnam. That means lower form of ritualistic sacrifice. Paryupasate means pari means meticulously they perform, they offer yajna to the gods alone. They offer yajnas to the gods alone. And the Homakunda, they sit and do Panchamaha Yajnas, even Daiva Puja. Every day Daiva Puja comes under Yajnam. You are a Bhakta, our Swami. You are a nicely mala, vangi, malli mala, and Bhagavan get a potati, or Udubati, Diparadhana, Naivedya, and La Panni. Lower self, a pretty purchundi. Vidamal. And the Bhagavanike, you do offerings. Some people do that type of yajna, daiva yajnam. That is called daiva yajnam. But this offering the lower self with the lower self into the higher self is the direct moksha sadhanam. But offering this Bhagavan, the puja pandradellame, indirect for sadhanam for moksha. It is an indirect sadhanam. It is also a sadhanam. Daiva Puja is also a sadhana, not direct sadhana. Not sakshat karanam, parantu arat upakarakam. Now what you are doing here in the Bhagavad Gita class? Therinu, direct sadhanam you are doing. Next shloka.
Shrotradinindriyanyanyem. Samyamagnishu juhati Shabdadin Vishayananyem Indriyagnishu juhati.
Third yajna is called Dama yajna, Atma Samyama yajna, Sense Control yajna. A sacrifice. Yajna is called sacrifice. Sacrifice is that you offer something into something by something. All cases will come, all vibhaktis will come. Therefore, here Dama Yajna means Anye Yoginaha Indriyani Shrotradini Samyamagnishu Jumhati. Indriya Nigraham Angara Yajna Homa Kundala, they control all the sense organs, they offer into that Indriya Niyamam. They control their all sense organs is also a Yajna. They never allow the sense organs, Kandade Karchi, Kondade Kolam Madri Lamal, they control their eyes, ears, tongue, and smell, touch, everything they control, discipline. And Indriya, Samyama Agnau, they offer. It's also one type of Yajna. It is also a Moksha Sadhanam. More in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.